Hey, thank you, Kane. 707 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Monday. Sean Sullivan will be back soon. Check it out, fmtalk1065.com. That's our website, if you couldn't tell by the name. And the three big things front and center on our website this morning. We still have a story up, because this will be a story for at least the foreseeable future, and that is the Mobile Civic Center and what we are going to do with that property in Mobile. As Sterling Properties has pulled out of the running to be the redeveloper for the Mobile Civic Center, that leaves us with Cordish and leaves us with a lot of decisions to make here in Mobile for the city council, mayor, everybody involved. You can check that out on the front page of our website. Also, President Trump has another Democrat in his Twitter crosshairs as he went after Representative Elijah Cummings from Maryland this weekend, and Cummings and a number of Democrats struck back. We've also got that story up at fmtalk1065.com. And Dan Coats out as the Director of National Intelligence. For more on that right now, here's Kelly with your news headlines.
Dalton, thank you so much. And actually, President Trump has a new person in his crosshairs this morning.
Already.
Reverend Al Sharpton.
Oh.
The tweets are just interesting, to say the least. We'll get to that a little bit later, of course, in the show. But do want to tell you about a national story that so many are following as to what happened in California overnight while you were sleeping. Here's what we know. 4 people are dead, including a suspect. At least 15 people are injured. And witnesses report a possible second suspect. The story I'm talking about, this is horrible. Shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival on Sunday, and watching these press conferences, which they've also posted on social media, horrific. You're hearing witnesses describe what they've seen. I've heard about a story of a 10-year-old shielding a younger child from gunfire, and you can hear just the rapid fire of the weapon. More information is coming out throughout the morning, but did want to catch you up on that if you're just waking up. Very sad situation. But ironically, Dalton, more than 100,000 people attend this festival, so when you're looking at those numbers,
yeah,
it could have been worse, is all I can say.
Yeah, and you don't, I mean, garlic festival. Not something you expect to happen when you go to the garlic festival.
And because, you know, your first thought is, where was their security? I've heard news reports where the police chief did confirm that they would wand people, you know, making sure, as a metal detector, making sure you weren't bringing anything in. But the suspect is, they're confirming that he cut a fence to gain entry into the back way of this festival. And when people describe the look on his face and what he was wearing, and there's a band on stage who reported, you know, diving under the stage, it's just a horrible story. But unfortunately, those numbers are probably going to change. And of course, we will keep you posted on air and online at our respective Twitter handles. Now, closer to home, I should say, we're talking about Montgomery from, you know, our state capital, of course, in Montgomery. U.S. Representative Martha Roby, Republican from Montgomery, she announced late last week that she would not run for a 6th term in office. She's represented the 2nd congressional district for the state of Alabama since being elected to the seat in 2010. She says, quote, Riley and I and our children, Margaret and George, will be forever grateful to the people of Alabama's 2nd District for giving us the tremendous privilege and honor of serving our state and country. She goes on to say that together we've been able to deliver some incredible results for our military, veterans, agriculture, community, and the unborn. We are not finished yet. While my name will not be on the ballot in 2020, I remain committed to continuing the fight for Alabama and the people I represent until I cast my vote on the floor, my last vote on the floor of the United States House of Representatives. Back to the national story that you alluded to, Dalton, which we have posted on our website, of course. And this is news out of our nation's capital as more changes are coming to President Trump's administration. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats leaving his job next month. The president tweeted out on Sunday that the nation's top intelligence official would step aside August the 15th and that he would nominate Texas Congressman Republican John Ratcliffe to the post. The commander-in-chief and Coats, well, they routinely disagreed on matters in their 2-year tenure together, to include when Coats told prosecutors how he was urged by the president to publicly deny any link between Russia and the Trump campaign. As for John Ratcliffe, he publicly supports the president. Just last week, Dalton, he questioned special counsel Robert Mueller during a House Judiciary Committee hearing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. And I know Axios reporting that last week, those Mueller hearings, kind of an audition for Ratcliffe to see if the president liked the tone that was coming from him, if he kind of liked, I don't know, the cut of his jib, if you will, for whether the president would want him to run the National Security Department. So Ratcliffe, I guess he did well in the president's eyes. Now, if he can be confirmed, that's another thing.
Well, and I would think in all the 400 people, it seems like, who are running for president, whenever they're involved in these congressional hearings, there's a lot of grandstanding.
Did you notice
that? A lot of auditioning.
Quite a bit of grandstanding.
Yeah. And they're sound bites. You know what I mean? These zingers are sound bites. So it's,
Yeah, both sides clearly going for those 2020 campaign videos as they interviewed Mueller last week. 7:13 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up, I got your sports on the way.
This information update brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile. Shop in our relaxing environment where you can sample products and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greeley today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities are looking for a man who jumped from the Pensacola Bay Bridge and was rescued by a boater. It happened Sunday morning about 10 o'clock. The man was walking south on the north side of the bridge when he just jumped into the water. A search began, but police say a civilian boater rescued the man and took him to shore. Police want to talk to him to determine why he jumped off the bridge. A man is hospitalized after he was hit by a truck while riding his bike. At last check, 31-year-old Brandon Smith was in critical condition. Smith was riding on Pace Boulevard near Blunt Street when he was hit Saturday night. He was taken to Baptist Hospital in Pensacola. According to officials, Smith did not see the Chevy Blazer coming. In Mobile, a jogger was hit by a truck and killed Sunday morning. This happened early Sunday near Ching Dairy Road. The victim, 42-year-old Eric Finley, was wearing dark clothing when he was hit by a Chevy truck. A Robertsdale man remains in the Baldwin County Jail, charged with second-degree rape. 49-year-old Juan Chamalwa was arrested Friday. He's accused of having sex with a young girl. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Not everyone shops at the farmer's market, but those who want the freshest produce do. Those who want to eat with the seasons do. At Allegri Farm Market in Daphne, fresh means picked from the farm each day. Fresh produce, cheeses and butters, locally made casseroles, locally jarred goods, and so much more. Eat fresh, eat local, and enjoy the daily bounty of your local farmer. Allegri Farm Market, just off I-10 in Daphne, on 181 and Highway 64. Allegri Farm Market. Eat well. You're worth it.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice. But are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax. I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh. Sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
NFL injuries are mounting up. Brooks Koepka runs away from the field in Memphis, and Denny Hamlin wins in overtime at Pocono. It's a quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In some NFL news from over the weekend, the Arizona Cardinals released defensive end Robert Kimdichie on Saturday, one day after he arrived at training camp out of shape. The 24-year-old was a Cardinals first-round draft pick in 2016. He was arrested early last month for speeding and driving with a suspended license. Cincinnati Bengals star wide receiver A.J. Green was carted off the practice field on Saturday with a left ankle injury. Yesterday, the news came in that Green suffered torn ligaments in his left ankle and will be out for 6 to 8 weeks. He is not expected to be ready to suit up in the Bengals' season opener on September the 8th at Seattle. Last season, the 7-time Pro Bowler missed 7 games with a right toe injury, failed to pass 1,000 yards receiving for only the second time in his 8-year career. The New York Giants are less than 1 week into training camp. They're already down 3 of their top receivers. Corey Coleman is likely out for the entire 2019 season with a torn ACL. Sterling Shepard may not be ready for the season opener after he fractured his thumb on the first day of practice. Now, new Giants wide receiver Golden Tate has been suspended 4 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Tate says that the banned substance was a prescribed fertility medication and that he had no intention of using an illegal substance. He has scheduled an appeal for August the 6th, and a resolution is expected before the start of the regular season. In golf this weekend, Brooks Koepka outdueled Rory McIlroy and the rest of the field in Memphis to win the World Golf Championship's FedEx St. Jude Invitational. McIlroy held a one-stroke lead over Koepka entering yesterday's final round, but Koepka didn't wait long to attack. He had three birdies in a four-hole stretch on the front nine and finished with a final day 65 and a final score of 16 under for the tournament to win by three strokes.
That's the whole goal, is to win as many times as you can throughout the year and turn up for the big events and make sure you're in contention, especially if you're not going to win. I feel like this year I've done a good job of that.
McIlroy shot one over for his final round to finish tied for fourth at 11 under. Webb Simpson had a final round 64 to finish in second place. Mark Leishman finished in third, four strokes behind Koepka, while Tommy Fleetwood and Matthew Fitzpatrick joined McIlroy tied for fourth. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin held off Eric Jones in overtime to win the Gander RV 400 at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania yesterday. Victory is Hamlin's third of the season and the 34th of his career. He passed Jones and Martin Truex Jr. in the final stage and held the lead through two cautions and overtime. In the major leagues yesterday, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 9-4. Phillies catcher JT Realmuto hit a fifth-inning grand slam.
And a high fly ball to deep left center field. It is gone! Grand slam, JT Realmuto!
Bryce Harper, Adam Haseley, and Rhys Hoskins also each hit solo homers to help Philly avoid being swept by the Braves in the three-game weekend series. In other games, Steven Strasburg pitched the Washington Nationals past the LA Dodgers 11-4 for Strasburg's major league-leading 14th win of the season. Miami beat Arizona 5-1. The New York Mets won their fourth in a row, beating Pittsburgh 8-7. The New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 9-6 to avoid the four-game sweep, and Tampa Bay rallied from seven runs down to beat Toronto 10-9. It's 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our own backyard. Tonight, the 2019 ASBA Championship will be decided, with the Performance Lab taking on Team Mobile USA. The Performance Lab already defeated Team Mobile USA 9-4 on Saturday. If Performance Lab wins tonight, the 2019 title is theirs. If Mobile USA wins, they'll play a winner-take-all game tomorrow night at 7. Tonight's championship begins at 7 p.m. at Pat Hicks Softball Field in Satsuma. You can buy your tickets for tonight's showdown at asbasoftball.com or at the field ticket office. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino, we've heard about the faulty 3M earplug cases out there. How do y'all prove people have had damages?
This is a very unique case. We can look at a person's history diagnostically. And what I mean by that is we take every hearing test, they're called audiograms, through the service member's history. And everyone has a baseline audiogram before they're allowed to enter the military. And you can't have bad hearing and go in the military. We're seeing that everybody has fine hearing when they enter the military. And then we track every single audiogram. We chart it out and we create this really cool, unique graph that shows that when 2003 came along and they were issued these earplugs, their hearing just plummeted. And we're seeing that time and time again through actual audiograms. And that's an objective test. You can't argue with that.
All right. So how do we get a personalized assessment of our damages?
All you have to do is call Taylor Martino. You can find our number by Googling Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Toy and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got a new accident with injury. It's going to be at Spice Pond Road and the Quarry Road Extension. Officers are on the scene now. Looks good beyond that. A pretty good start so far downtown. If you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort to Malbus and Loxley and I-10, a good ride in. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate with over 40 years experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle. Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now, we check in with Larry Kirby with LCM Motor Cars. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. Tell me what's going on at LCM there on the new expanded lot. What you got in inventory for us today?
We got just a little bit of everything, Dalton. We got great truck inventory. We got great SUVs. We got cars. We got gas misers. We got sports cars. So we got a great selection of everything and really a big selection of trucks right now.
That's outstanding to hear. I know a lot of people out there looking for their next ride and they want to be in a truck, but you've got everything for them. Let's talk about financing a little bit. How easy is it to finance through LCM?
We can handle everything here on site. Usually it takes 30 minutes or less. You know, we got different venues to go through. We got credit unions, we got finance companies, we got local lenders, and we got lenders scattered around the southeast. So we got some kind of option for just about everybody.
That's great to hear. Now, most people that go out to LCM, if they haven't been in the last couple months, they go out there now. It's an expanded lot. You guys added on to the lot here recently.
Absolutely. We got a big corner lot that we go around behind it. So we actually added an acre and a quarter. So we got a great frontage around.
Even more cars. That's outstanding. Where can people find you, Larry?
Highway 90 at the corner of Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
All right. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Now it's time to check the news headlines for this Monday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Deadly numbers to report on Alabama roads this weekend as four people were killed during a 48-hour period. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, a Selma man was killed just before 10 a.m. Friday while driving on Alabama 22 near mile marker 42. He has been identified as 50-year-old Robert Crum. He was pronounced dead after the truck that he was in flipped over, went off the road, and hit several trees. Mr. Crum was not wearing his seatbelt. Then on Saturday, two other people killed in separate traffic accidents. The first, 48-year-old Marvin Odell Howard of Northport. He was killed around 2 p.m. when the vehicle he was in, which was also a truck, went off the road and hit several trees. Mr. Howard was not wearing his seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. Accident happened just outside of the city of Brookwood. Aaliyah does confirm that speed may have been a factor in this fatal crash. Then less than 10 hours later, Kyle Vaughn Jones, a 39-year-old man from Opelika, was killed when his motorcycle was hit by a sedan on I-85. The investigation continues at this hour as to what prompted that accident. And the fourth victim, 42-year-old Eric William Finley from Mobile. He was killed while jogging in the middle of the northbound lane of Ching Dairy Road around 5 a.m. Sunday morning. According to Aaliyah, Finley was wearing dark clothing while jogging with his back to traffic, and sadly, he never saw that truck heading his way. As the investigation into this fatality continues, Mobile police have not yet released any information on the driver, just that it was a 1999 Chevrolet Silverado. And as I told everyone earlier this morning, we've received, as the Finley family, received several calls and text messages, people wondering if this was our family member. Mm-hmm. We're thankful that this was not our Eric Finley, but our hearts do go out to the family who have lost a young man, only 42 years of age.
Wow.
And when it comes to all four deaths that I've just reported on, Dalton, just a reminder to please wear your seatbelt. That could change the situation if you happen to be in a vehicle in an accident or such. Now, I want to end this news hit on a high note. I want to thank everyone who voted us.
Yes.
Into the Nappy Awards. This weekend, we were able to claim the best morning show / DJ Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. That's how they have it listed. 2019 Nappy Awards, Lanyap Reader's Choice Awards, keeping Mobile Bay funky. We are very proud to accept that honor on behalf of all of you who voted for us. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for your votes. 4 years in a row now that
How
we've
about
won that.
That.
4 years in a row. That's just outstanding. And thank you for all of your votes. I mean, it's not easy to do, to get up and go online, votenappies.com, and then put us in for your favorite morning show. So we really appreciate everyone that did that, not just this year, but the last 4 years in a row. Let's make it five in a row.
Let's do that. Let's go ahead and put that out into the atmosphere.
I'm putting it out there right now. We want to win 5 years in a row, and we want to bring more awards in next year. That's what we're going for. We're going for the record at the Nappies.
I tell you what, though, Dalton, and you know, because we've attended the Nappies, you know, as a team, that opening video is always so fun. Mm-hmm. And for those who may have missed it, the photographer, he posted it online.
Yeah.
So good. Chris Skoda. Very talented.
And unfortunately, I missed the Nappy Awards on Friday night. Had fatherly duties for the first time. Well, not the first time. I've had fatherly duties, but the first time I missed an event because of them, and I thought, should I risk it with the wife,
no,
who would be sick at home with a sick baby, or should I do the fatherly duty thing?
Yes, yes, and I promise you, these kids, they grow up, and they continue to get sick.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear, and I hear taking them to the doctors can sometimes make them even more sick, so... catch 22 there sometimes. Next year, I'll be there. I'll be there at the Nappy Awards next year, and I'm going to watch that video you brought up here next time I get a chance. 7:30 on FM Talk 106.5. We'll come back and talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll give us the full forecast for this week. Also, Kane with traffic, Kelly with more of your Monday morning news, and I got your sports, all that right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A charter boat caught fire in the Gulf Saturday, leaving not much behind. The smoke could be seen for miles. The charter boat was carrying 8 passengers and was about 4 miles from the Orange Beach coast. The Coast Guard says the boat went up in flames about 2:30 Saturday afternoon. It took them about 20 minutes to put out the fire. A nearby boat picked up the 8 passengers. No one was hurt. Insurance companies have yet to pay about 21,000 claims made from Hurricane Michael in the Florida Panhandle. Florida's top insurance regulator told Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Cabinet last week that insurers still have not paid out on the more than 21,000 claims from last October's Category 5 storm. That's about 15% of all claims made from the storm. The law requires insurance companies to pay claims within 90 days of being filed, provided the claims are not contested. Private recreational fishing season for red snapper reopened in Mississippi waters. All anglers must register through the state's Tails and Scales program, create a trip number when they're out on the water, and close out that trip before creating a new one. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
For over 40 years, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has made its mark on the Gulf Coast. Everybody knows who we are and that we offer Liberty, an American-made product, plus service after the sale. Help us celebrate our nation's independence with big savings on Liberty's presidential model. For July only, get $500 off and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit. Come see and save. Don't buy from anyone else. You'll be glad you did. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 at Moffitt. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Special report, California festival shooting. 3 people were killed, 15 others injured before police shot and killed the suspect who opened fire on the annual Garlic Festival in the Northern California town of Gilroy last night.
Shortly after 5:30 Sunday evening, with about 30 minutes left of the 3-day event, Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy says at least one person apparently cut through a chain-link perimeter fence next to a creek, entered the festival grounds, and opened fire with some sort of rifle.
Officers were in that area and engaged the suspect in less than a minute. The suspect was shot and killed.
Local police, the ATF, and FBI are all involved in the investigation. I'm Jim Roop.
A six-year-old boy, Stephen Romero, is one of the victims. Again, the gunman was killed by police. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Business Standard reports Amazon is in early talks to acquire Uber Eats India in a deal that could involve a strategic alliance. Sources say Amazon India would add food delivery to the list of services it provides, especially through its Prime membership. Beyond Meat's second quarter earnings today could beat expectations. After a highly successful IPO earlier this year, the company is set to battle increased competition from other vegetarian-friendly offerings. A couple of HBO's hit shows may have ended this spring, but their impact on summer tourism continues. Officials in the Croatian city of Dubrovnik believe Game of Thrones brought in half of the city's 10% rise in tourism. Dubrovnik was the main filming location for King's Landing. Following the launch of Chernobyl's miniseries in May, tourism to the site of Ukraine's 1986 nuclear disaster increased by 40%. The NASDAQ added 91 at Friday's close. Futures are up at this hour. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Monday, and it's time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
A pretty nice weekend. Showers seem to stay away, and that led us to this morning where it's 75 and sunny outside of our studios. So give us a recap what it looked like this weekend and what we're looking forward to this week.
Well, this weekend we had 93-degree temperatures both days, but the important thing is the humidity was a little below normal, so that made it bearable, even though it was up into the low 90s. We're going to see it again today, up around 92 degrees this afternoon, but again, the humidity will be on the low side. There is a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm this afternoon. Now, tonight, mostly clear, we'll cool into the low 70s, and then tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, we'll call it mostly sunny. Slight chance of a thunderstorm and the high tomorrow up around 92, perhaps 93 degrees. The rest of the week, we should have mostly sunny. On Wednesday, slight chance of a thunderstorm, low 90s. Thursday, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, again a high in the low 90s. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny each day. And a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s.
You know, it sounds like we're settling in this week anyway to that standard Gulf Coast summer. I'm hoping that humidity stays down, but sunny skies and the occasional thunderstorm is what we're looking at this week then.
Yeah, and we'll see a gradual increase in the humidity, particularly in the second half of the week. So those 92 and 93 degree temperatures will be a little bit more uncomfortable.
Now, what's the activity looking like in the tropics, Dr. Bill?
Now, we do have a tropical wave over the eastern Caribbean. Tropical wave is an area of thunderstorm activity, and that is going to be moving to the northwest across Puerto Rico and Hispaniola, and we'll then eventually, late in the week, we'll move over the Bahamas. When it gets into that area, conditions will be more favorable for development. So this could become a tropical depression or even a tropical storm once it gets in the Bahamas and off the east coast of Florida. It would appear after that it will continue to turn more to the north and perhaps graze the Carolinas or possibly make impact in the Carolinas. But that's quite a few days off, and we'll be looking at that particular system. We also have a rather strong tropical wave moving off the African coast, and that one we'll be following for quite a few days.
And I know we haven't gone too deep into hurricane season yet, but by your count, are we looking at it above average, below average, or pretty much on par with the hurricane, I guess, movement in the tropics compared to your normal year?
Yeah, well, it looks like we're going to be above normal, slightly above normal anyway, and that would mean anywhere from 12 or 13 named storms. And but now we're starting to get toward the heart of the season, which is August, September, and into October. And we'll start to see more development out in the Atlantic as water temperatures begin to warm up in that part of the oceanic area. So those Atlantic storms are the ones out those long tracks that take from the African coast all the way to North America.
All right. Well, as usual, we appreciate it, Dr. Bill. Thanks for giving us our weather update.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Now let's check in on traffic with Kane in the traffic department.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've had a perfect start so far. Accident-free conditions continue from Airport, Hillcrest, also Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt. 65, haven't seen many problems yet. Traveling downtown across the Bayway and coming in from the Eastern Shore, no delays. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do drive ways too. Licensed and insured, they offer free estimates. It's Terraform Land Company, 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Marquise Forge, CEO of 1186 Water from Autauga County, Alabama. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
According to Marquise Forge, Autauga is a Native American term for good water. And Marquise is capturing this artesian water from the earth below his plant and bottling it in Autaugaville, Alabama. This new business, barely a year old, has given his depressed community some much-needed pride and hope. And the marketplace is loving this exceptional product. First, the water is very good. But when you hear his story, you, like me, may never buy another brand of bottled water again. Listen to What's Working Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, August 5th, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
7:41 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. It is Monday. Congratulations, made it to another week and even closer to the beginning of the school year.
That's right.
Parents and children all across our area preparing to go to school for a new year. I know I drive by Fondy Elementary and they've been in for at least a week now because they do the year-round schooling.
Right. That's right.
I think they're still the only school in town that does that. But I've been getting prepared. I've been driving through school zones for at least a week
now. Please slow down. These children, they're so nervous. They're excited. And many adults are trying to get to their morning destination. But you got to be careful. It only takes a second for lives to change. So just be careful of that. Yeah, and if you're at a local retail store, I won't name any, but if you're at a local retail store and you see parents and children in a trance, that's because you're trying to fill out that supply list. Because you can only have a certain amount of, and then fill in the blank. And because if you don't want to go to school on the first day with the wrong stuff.
That's right. That's right. Also, thanks to everybody who voted Mobile Mornings, the best morning show in the 2019 Lanyap Nappy Awards. Ooh, yeah. 4 years running now, the best morning show. And now to our award-winning news anchor, Kelly Finley, with the news hits this morning.
Thank you. You know, I wish, and I so wish I had better news in this, Dalton, because, you know, we're all about local. We're locally owned. We love Penelope's Closet. Saw this morning on Facebook, and here's the caption: so sad, thank goodness, limited damage. What they are talking about is someone, it looks like through some sort of cinder block or brick, into the front glass window there. It did not break, but it you know, when you
shattered it, kind of, but it didn't break all
exactly.
the way through.
Exactly. See how that looks?
Oh, yeah. They have some strong windows there, and somebody looks like threw a concrete block, and it didn't break all the way through.
That's right. And if you're not familiar, Penelope's Closet, so people donate items there. They sell those items, and then it goes back in to help the domestic violence shelter.
Right.
So families who have been through so much are now impacted by something like this. If you have information, of course, as always, let police know. But you can see this story has been shared 26 times. There are 43 comments, and 212 people have left the emoji of their choice. But this is just, that's just horrible. That is just horrible. This place is known for doing such great in our community, considering so many women and children are fighting for their lives to get out of a domestic violence situation. And now there is a person who went out of their way to do this. Hopefully, they will come forward and admit to their wrongdoing and then donate their time. Do I sound angry? I
know. And rightfully so. I mean, attacking somebody that does so much good in our area, that's just awful.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's not the first situation we've talked about this morning. We'll get to that, but let me tell you this. We are learning even more this morning about an early morning house fire in Orange Beach, which has claimed the life of one person just after 3 a.m. on Sunday. The Orange Beach Fire Chief has confirmed that the victim was a man, but they're not releasing his name as of yet. We do know four other people were also inside that home on Holly Lane, but they were able, thankfully, to escape the fire. One woman was transported to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center for treatment for smoke inhalation. The state fire marshal's office is investigating, and they're working to figure out what caused this fire. Now, back to the story we told you about earlier today. Wenzel's Oyster House here in Mobile, they need your help. On Saturday, someone pushed over a fiberglass statue of a man that so many loved, so the restaurant's offering a $500 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for knocking over the statue of Willie Brown. If you're not familiar with him, he passed away 2 years ago. He was known as the man thanks to his personality and his shucking skills. Mr. Brown shucked oysters at Wenzel's for 47 years. He died in 2017 at the age of 70. Now, the statue did not break, but the ground supports will have to be repaired after what happened. So the restaurant, Dalton, took to Facebook telling everyone about what happened, and they say they're disappointed and bothered by this incident, that they're offering a $500 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of any person vandalizing our premises. If you have information, you can email info@fsnoysters.com. It's just so unfortunate. And the numbers I gave earlier this morning, Mr. Brown, he was hired at the restaurant in 1970. Wenzel's was founded in 1938. In November of 2010, the city honored Mr. Brown, making it Willie Brown Day.
Awesome.
In 2013, the Alabama Restaurant and Hospitality Alliance named him the state's Restaurant Employee of the Year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 7:46 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up, I got your sports news right here on FM Talk.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's Premier Boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now, Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus, a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's Premier Boat and RV Supercenter, Highway 90 and Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal. This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound. Red, white, or black grapes, 99 cents per pound. And jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities are looking for a man who jumped from the Pensacola Bay Bridge and was rescued by a boater. It happened Sunday morning about 10 o'clock. The man was walking south on the north side of the bridge when he just jumped into the water. A search began, but police say a civilian boater rescued the man and took him to shore. Police want to talk to him to determine why he jumped off the bridge. A man is hospitalized after he was hit by a truck while riding his bike. At last check, 31-year-old Brandon Smith was in critical condition. Smith was riding on Pace Boulevard near Blunt Street when he was hit Saturday night. He was taken to Baptist Hospital in Pensacola. According to officials, Smith did not see the Chevy Blazer coming. In Mobile, a jogger was hit by a truck and killed Sunday morning. This happened early Sunday near Ching Dairy Road. The victim, 42-year-old Eric Finley, was wearing dark clothing when he was hit by a Chevy truck. A Robertsdale man remains in the Baldwin County Jail, charged with second-degree rape. 49-year-old Juan Chamalwa was arrested Friday. He's accused of having sex with a young girl. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I'm riding down the road the other day. I've seen this before. Middle of a thunderstorm, and there are the sprinklers going, watering lawns that are already soaked.
Yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine, too. We can help with that so simply. There's a couple of options. The simplest option really is a wireless rain sensor. It connects to the controller with your irrigation system, and it just collects a certain amount of water, shuts the system off. All of the programs remain the same, but once it dries out, it just kicks the system back on and runs its regular cycle. The second one would be a Wi-Fi chip in the controller, and that makes it smartphone capable. You'd still run a wireless rain sensor, but you're able to control that irrigation system from your phone. You can shut it off, you can turn it on, you can change run times, you can change watering frequency. And so it really just makes it capable of programming the system for the weather that we get.
All right, we want to upgrade our irrigation game. How do we get in touch?
Just give us a call at 251-626-3309. Visit our website at sextonlandscapes.com. Or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers are wrapping up an accident without injuries in McCrary and Spice Pond. They're just waiting for the wreckers now. Traffic flow looks good so far from Airport Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65. A little bit of backup at Cottage Hill and Azalea, again right by Fonday Elementary, where they've got school buses traveling in the school zone where we've got extra radar, so be careful. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
NFL injuries are mounting up. Brooks Koepka runs away from the field in Memphis, and Denny Hamlin wins in overtime at Pocono. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Cincinnati Bengals star wide receiver A.J. Green was carted off the practice field on Saturday with a left ankle injury. Yesterday, the news came in that Green suffered torn ligaments in his left ankle and will be out for 6 to 8 weeks. He is not expected to be ready to suit up in the Bengals season opener on September the 8th at Seattle. Last season, the seven-time Pro Bowler missed 7 games with a right toe injury and failed to pass 1,000 yards receiving for only the second time in his 8-year career. The New York Giants are less than 1 week into training camp and already down 3 of their top receivers. Corey Coleman's likely out for the entire 2019 season with a torn ACL. Sterling Shepard may not be ready for the season opener after he fractured his thumb on the first day of practice. And now new Giants wide receiver Golden Tate has been suspended 4 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Now, Tate says the banned substance was a prescribed fertility medication and that he had no intention of using an illegal substance. He has scheduled an appeal for August the 6th, and a resolution is expected before the start of the regular season. In golf, Brooks Koepka outdueled Rory McIlroy and the rest of the field in Memphis to win the World Golf Championship's FedEx St. Jude Invitational. McIlroy held a one-stroke lead over Koepka entering the final round yesterday, and Koepka did not wait long to attack with 3 birdies and a 4-hole stretch on the front nine. He finished the final day with a 65 and a final score of 16 under for the tournament to win by 3 strokes.
That's the whole goal, is to win as many times as you can throughout the year and turn up for the big events and make sure you're in contention, especially if you're not going to win. I feel like this year I've done a good job of that.
In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin held off Eric Jones in overtime to win the Gander RV 400 at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania yesterday. Victory is Hamlin's 3rd of the season and the 34th of his career. He passed Jones and Martin Truex Jr. in the final stage and held the lead through 2 cautions and overtime. In the major leagues yesterday, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 9-4. Phillies catcher JT Realmuto hit a 5th-inning grand slam, and Bryce Harper, Adam Haseley, and Reese Hoskins also each hit solo homers to help Philly avoid being swept by the Braves in the 3-game weekend series. In other games, Steven Strasburg pitched the Washington Nationals past the LA Dodgers 11-4 for Strasburg's major league-leading 14th win of the season. Miami beat Arizona 5-1. The New York Mets won their 4th in a row, beating Pittsburgh 8-7. The Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 9-6, and Tampa Bay rallied from 7 runs down to beat Toronto 10-9. 7:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Monday. Right now it's time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good morning, everyone. Sad news overnight. We've been continually updating you as to what happened in California. This is a tough one. One of the victims that was killed at that garlic festival in Gilroy, California. Little victim has been identified. His picture is online. And it's tough. That's new this morning. Very tough. Gosh, it's just hard to even report that. And I know we always talk about being parents, but it's just something when you're a parent that how it hits your heart. And to know that he died, went to a festival with his grandmother and his mother. His dad is speaking out about what happened. If you were able to hop online, you can go ahead and watch that, or of course tune in to our news partners at WKRG. An Ohio family this morning, they were visiting Panama City Beach. They're mourning the loss of their 3-year-old little boy. He died Saturday after falling off a balcony at a Panama City Beach condominium around 4 p.m. Authorities are not releasing the child's name, but they confirm he fell from the 9th floor of the condo. WJHG, they're reporting that the condominium complex is the Marisol Condominiums. The child was transported to Bay Medical Center for treatment. That's where he died. Police said this matter is still under investigation. All right, we've talked all sad news this morning. Let's turn this frown upside down.
Let's.
We're talking about Halloween. First of all, I'm out of the millennial group, so I'm going to ask the millennial in the room.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on Halloween?
What are my thoughts
on
Halloween?
Yeah, do you like love Halloween?
My wife, it's probably one of her top three favorite holidays. I got to say, it doesn't make my top five.
Uh-huh.
And I end up eating candy way too long throughout the rest of the year. But I don't hate Halloween.
Okay. And I'm sure now that you have little Izzy, it's going to totally change. You guys are really going to be the triplets.
I'm looking forward to it. We've got some teamwork planned for this coming Halloween.
All right. So you may think it's early to talk about it, Dalton, but there's a petition to move Halloween from October 31st. Okay, as of this weekend, more than 60,000 people have signed this petition. The Halloween and Costume Association launched the petition on change.org. They're asking President Donald Trump to make the trick-or-treat move official. The associates there associated with the Halloween and Costume Association, yeah, they cite the growing popularity of the Halloween. I'm not going to call it Halloween holiday because it's kind of not a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying that Halloween is so popular. Quote, 51% of millennials say Halloween is their favorite holiday. Why cram it into two rushed evening weekday hours when it deserves a full day? They want you to move the holiday of Halloween. They don't want to celebrate on October 31st. They want to go for the last Saturday of the month.
Oh, come on.
Right. So this year, Halloween's on Thursday. If this petition is approved by the president, I know he has a lot of very important things to handle, but if approved, then it would be October 26th.
Mm.
That is some scary news just for you, courtesy of Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Boo!
Oh, you scared me there. Thanks, Kelly. Next hour, turn up your voice, 343-0106. Heck, I'll take your thoughts on Halloween. Should we move the day or not? Also, we'll talk about more right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.